Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So it's a first for me today. I have come to Newton Solicitors in Knaresborough and I'm here with Chris Newton. Hello, Chris.
Hi there.
And we're talking today about businesses in distress. Now, I'm not entirely sure what a business in distress is, so tell me what that means.
Well, a business is in distress when it is unable to pay its debts when they fall due.
So they kind of had loans and borrowed money in the past, and when they actually need to repay that, they can't.
Well, yes, that's part of it, but equally, business pays all sorts of suppliers in order to trade. So let's take solicitors, for example, paper suppliers, telephone suppliers, computer suppliers, advertisers, Stray FM. There are all sorts of suppliers that rely on us to pay them money, which help our business to trade.
My immediate thought of why this would happen would just be because you've spent too much money, but that's probably a really broad way of, you know, one of the reasons why this would happen. Why would a business fall in distress?
Well, there are all sorts of reasons why a business might find itself in distress and unable to pay its debts when they fall due. The first one typically could be overtrading. So let's say I have a shop on the high street and the stock that I sell to my customers costs me about £50,000 to stock my shop, and I'm doing very nicely and I'm making a nice profit, and I think, do you know what, if I doubled the size of my shop, I could make double the profit, and this all sounds like a good idea. So what I do is I go and spend another £50,000 on stock and extra rent, but then the extra rates, and then I've got extra salary to pay with the extra people to deal with all these extra customers. And this, of course, is all money that I have to pay out, and my suppliers will be expecting me to pay on time because they have their own suppliers to pay. But then any business has a lock-up period before it turns their trade into cash in the bank. Now, in the example of my shop, it's fairly quick because a customer comes in, they take a bottle of wine and they give me the money, and that's cash in the bank immediately. But nevertheless, overtrading can be where the costs associated with your expansion cause a problem because your suppliers need paying before you're able to turn your business into cash. So that's one of the examples as to why businesses may get into distress. That's overtrading. The most regular reason why we see businesses in distress is as a result of non-payment by a customer. And this then has the knock-on effect. In my shop example, if they deliver a big case of wine, they aren't paid, they're then unable to pay their own suppliers, and that causes them problems. It may be for a variety of reasons, not necessarily their fault. It doesn't necessarily mean that the wine tasted awful. It may be simply that the customer that they supplied a load of wine to was simply unable to pay themselves and got themselves into a mess.
Has a real knock-on effect.
That's it, and this is what you regularly see. Businesses that we see in distress is sometimes not their fault at all.
And are there also reasons to do with the marketplace? So, you know, if suddenly everybody was told that wine was terribly bad for you and everyone stopped buying the wine, that would have an effect.
Well, absolutely. If somebody said that eggs were bad for you and we...
Which they did in the past.
And we stopped eating eggs, or if, as we obviously saw with the recession, there's a downturn in the market, a business may suffer reputational damage. There may be regulatory issues. They may have done some bad work and face some big claims as a result of that. There are a whole host of reasons why a business may find itself in distress.
So if a business has found itself in that position, what options are there? What can you, for example, Newtons, what can you do to help these businesses?
Well, there are a variety of options that are available to help a company get through the difficulties that it may find itself in. And the first of these that I'll consider is a voluntary arrangement. And this is where a business will enter into a formal agreement with its creditors to pay so many pence in the pound, and if they reach a certain threshold of support, this then becomes binding on all of the creditors, whether or not they agreed. Now, obviously, the difficulty is getting everybody to agree. So if I owe you money and I say to you, look, I'm sorry, I can't afford to pay you, I'm going to offer you 50 pence in the pound. So if I owe you £100, will you accept £50 in full and final settlement? Now, obviously, you're going to be very disappointed and not very happy. But the benefit, what I can say to you is, well, look, I am in difficulties. I don't want to be here. But if you will accept this £50 in full and final settlement, and obviously it's on a much bigger scale in real life, then you will at least get this money. Whereas if we go down one of the alternative routes and you don't accept this money, you will get substantially less, if anything.
And what other options are there if the voluntary doesn't work?
Well, if the voluntary arrangement either isn't approved by a sufficient number of the creditors, or the directors of a business suddenly realised, you know what, we no longer have faith that this is going to work, then you could look at putting a company into administration. What happens with a formal administration is that the directors lose control of the business to an administrator who is an officer of the court, and the purpose of an administration is to either reorganise the business or realise the assets of the business, turn them into cash for the benefit of the creditors. And all of this is done under what's called a moratorium, which is like a protective shield over the company, so that people are creditors, people who are owed money, are simply not allowed to pursue the company for money whilst this moratorium is in place, whilst the administration is undergoing.
And if none of those answers seem to work, I presume there's one final option.
The worst case is an uncontrolled insolvency, which is a liquidation. And here a creditor will have gone to the court and said, look, this company really shouldn't be trading anymore. It needs to be the subject of a winding up order. And that's when you go into a liquidation. And basically the company dies and is wound up. And that's the worst final option.
That is the worst case scenario, yeah. So we want to spin this back on a positive note. If there are businesses who want to avoid this, who, you know, obviously no one wants to go into liquidation, there must be some advice that you can give businesses to help avoid it.
Well, there are lots of options. The key bit of advice is to get help early on. Very often we find that it's left too late. If I can give some top tips, my top tip is watch the cash. And if we look at the old phrase that turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, but it's cash that is reality. And the second point that I would make is don't have all your eggs in one basket, because if you are dependent on one key customer, if that customer is unable to pay you, then that leaves you with very little resilience, very little strength, and that's when you'll find yourself in difficulties.
So if businesses are, as you say, they get it early, you know, make sure you talk to someone sooner rather than later. I presume they can come and talk to you or somebody else at Newton's.
Absolutely. Pick up the phone. Be pleased to hear from you.
Newton's Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.